Senator Feingold's bill would establish a timetable to redeploy U.S. troops from Iraq. The Bush administration would basically have 6 months to come up with a withdrawal plan. The bill would allow a minimal number of U.S. forces to remain in Iraq for targeted counterterrorism activities, training of Iraqi security forces, and the protection of U.S. infrastructure and personnel. Feingold's decision to reintroduce his measure comes as President Bush reportedly wants to increase troop strength in Iraq. But Feingold says the president and the public are not on the same page.
Well, I don't think the president's attitude about the situation in Iraq holds sway with the American people anymore. I think that's what the November 7th election was all about. He's moving in completely the wrong direction. I am proposing a reasonable approach that 6 months after enacting this legislation, we have a plan to get the troops largely redeployed out of Iraq.
Feingold's bill also comes as peace groups are becoming more vocal about getting troop withdrawals. Activist Cindy Sheehan and others interrupted a Washington news conference this week asking for de-escalation and investigations. Feingold says the activists have a point.
And these protesters and others are absolutely right that to not make a change, a fundamental change, and redeploy the troops from Iraq is to thumb our nose at the American people.
Feingold says California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer is co-sponsoring his bill. He says he's talking with other lawmakers one-on-one. President Bush told the Wall Street Journal this week that more U.S. troops in Iraq could give that country's leaders more breathing space as they try to gain control of the country. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.